Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm excited, and oh my God, I realize it's Monday, Miracle Monday. I'm expecting miracle Monday. What about you?
Oh yes, yes, I am doing great. I'm doing great. Oh, welcome, All About Entrepreneurs. We are so glad that you are with us, and we are going to have a spectacular day. Miracle Monday, yes, with Dr., soon to be Dr. David Knight. He's going to be with us. We've got another awesome guest, Tamika Coyer. We are going to have a splendid day. Hope you've got out your pens and paper, because I'm telling you, we're going to be knocking it out of the ballpark. From beginning to the end, so this is going to be a power-packed day for everyone that wants to find out some new things and just want to be able to keep it going, keep it moving, and you know I always love to say fears, faith, forward. You got to keep it moving, folks. You got to keep it moving. And, you know, the more I say that, the more I hear people saying the same thing, too. What about you, Coach? What do you say?
I say make it happen. Keep it moving.
Yes.
Take another step. Don't stand still. Go forward. Your destiny is waiting for you. Yes, your destiny is waiting on you. Get up and live it every day. You know, every day is a precious day, another opportunity to get it right.
Yes.
And today, Monday, nothing like a Monday, you know? And it's raining on the East Coast. And I remember there was a song back in the day, Rainy Days and Mondays. But I think she made a mistake. She said it all got her down. And I'm saying, you don't need to be down. Tune in to the AAE show on Miracle Monday and get up.
Yes. And listen, for you folks that are just tuning in that don't know what Miracle Monday means, it means that we have linked up with David Knight, who is the CEO of my CSN, which stands for the Christian Social Network. That is the Facebook for Christians. Absolutely, CSN. And we are supporting him. He is going to start giving out money to needy families. So if you know someone that's in need, you can inbox me, Cassandra Lukasak, or Coach Lalisa Williams on Facebook, and, of course, directly David Knight himself. That's K-N-I-G-H-T, David Knight Sr., and we definitely want to support him. If you want to, you know, give a donation, we know that there are families out there that are suffering. And, you know, David wants to become part of the solution. And we can talk about the problem, who did this, who did that. But, hey, let's just get in there and roll up our sleeves and make it happen. That's what I'm looking forward to. And you know what? What you're looking for is looking for you. And what that means is we all have goals. We all have ideas. And when you are moving toward what you are believing God for, when you're moving toward that goal, that dream, that vision, it's going to happen. It's going to happen as you put one foot in front of the other and you keep moving out toward what you believe. It's absolutely going to happen. Absolutely. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited. And, Coach, I just want to make sure that our guest is connected. So I am going to step away for just like 60 seconds to check on that while you take it away. And
all right.
Yes. Unless she can say hello. Tamika, are you able to say hello to us?
Tamika. Hello. Oh. I'm sorry. Did you?
All right.
Okay. You know, there's always
one moment just to check on her, Coach. You go right ahead.
You're here. Tamika, can you hear us?
I can hear you, ladies. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Yay. Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. We just wanted to make sure you were on board. And this is Coach Lalisa. Tamika will be bringing you on right in a moment. We just wanted to make sure you were connected to the station. Hold on, please. Yeah,
sure.
So Coach, looking forward to this Power Pack Monday with David Knight and I wasn't sure if you had something else to add with that before we bring her on.
No, go right ahead. I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to our guest this
week. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, listen, everyone, we are so excited that Tamika Collier is with us. And we want to make sure that we're saying your first name and your last name correctly. Welcome, welcome, woman of God, entrepreneur, businesswoman extraordinaire, go-getter, gosh, the list goes on and on. And I love her website name, PursueYourPurpose.com. Oh, my God. I mean, if you don't get excited just hearing that, PursueYourPurpose.com, gosh, it just gets me motivated and excited to know that there's another person out there who is concerned about you going forward in the things that you are called to do, not just today, not just yesterday, but since the foundations of the earth, there is a dream, there is a desire to go forth and be all that you were called to be. Yes, what you're looking for is looking for you. We just want you to get up and get going. And the more you make a move toward what you believe is down on the inside of it, I'm telling you, that thing is looking for you, because I know in my own life, every time I make a stride, I pick up a phone, I network, I make a connection, it gets me to the next thing, to the next thing. It's like connecting the dots. It's like putting together the pieces of the puzzle. And the more I move out toward it, the more it moves toward me. And I love it. I love it. So good morning, Tamika. How are you?
Well, good morning. I am wonderful. Thank you, ladies, for having me on the show this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, there's so much I can go on and on about, but what would you like the audience to know about you up just a little bit.
Well, thank you, first of all, for the introduction. And as you had mentioned, my company is called Pursue Your Purpose. And my company is in existence for entrepreneurs and CEOs, small business owners who are called to the marketplace, and they may just need strategies that are going to catapult their businesses to the next level. So they may be stuck in an area, or they're in a place where they have plateaued and they need to grow. They need those strategies that are going to launch them into the next level. So that's what I do as a small business strategist, is I am that launching pad and equipping center to provide small business owners, entrepreneurs, and CEOs with proven strategies that will catapult their businesses to the next level.
Oh, my gosh, you have said a mouthful. A launching pad. Wow, that is huge. And you also equip and you give strategies to go into the next thing. That is awesome. My gosh. Now, how long have you been doing these kinds of activities, even before you had your business? Or did you, when you start your business, is that when you started doing all this? And how did that come about?
Well, I have actually been an entrepreneur. I have about 10 years of entrepreneurial experience. So I have run a tutoring business. I have been an independent consultant for a financial planning firm. And I have also been a financial planner myself. And so I took all of that collective 10 years of entrepreneurial experience and business education and also the School of Hard Knocks, and I rolled it up into Pursue Your Purpose, which actually began as a ministry out of my former church. And it started as a ministry. It was just something that I wanted to do out of my heart. That was something I really felt like God was calling me to do. And so once a month, I would hold meetings in a local library and have the community come out and just talk to them about starting a business, because so many people in the church are sitting on gifts that they're called to do in the marketplace, they're called to use in the marketplace in the realm of business, but they just don't know how to get there, because oftentimes churches, they kind of steer people in ministry with regards to pulpit ministry, and they're not exactly equipping those entrepreneurs that are sitting in their congregations, and it's not an attack or criticism on the pastors or the leaders. Sometimes they just are not equipped to handle those who are called to become entrepreneurs. And so there are lots of people who have a purpose that God has put in them to start and run a business and to be effective in ministry, but out in the marketplace. So that's how Pursue Your Purpose was born, in a nutshell.
Wow. Wow. I know Coach LaLisa talks about how this show, All About Entrepreneurs, is about kingdom business also. It's not just that we're talking to entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurs who are also Christians that are in the marketplace, who are out there making things happen. And I'll never forget, I was listening to a pastor talk one day, and he was saying, you know, I just didn't realize the gold mine I had in the pews. Because a lot of times you come in the church, they may not even know who you are. They're not even trying to find out who you are. And they've got people in the pulpit who are, you know, accountants, have MBAs. I mean, very people that have it going on, but they may not have a specific ministry calling, you know, like a prophet or evangelist or apostle or any of those things. And sometimes because the church is looking for something else, they're not even tapping into who God is using in the pulpit, in the pews, rather. And so but hopefully that is changing, and pastors are starting to find out who's sitting in their pulpit, in their pews, getting those pews. A little mixed up, but hopefully they are becoming more mindful of who is, you know, in the pews and how they can help out and plug them in because they are just as important as, you know, the people that sit in the pulpit is what
strikes. That's a good point too, just to interject for a quick second. We started something in my local church several years back, and it's called Who's Who in the Pew. Who's Who in the Pew. And what happens is we have a little card that if you have any business, whether you sell cupcakes or have a flower shop, your caterer, event planner, whatever, plumber, whatever, right? So you fill out this card, life coach, whatever, you fill out this card, you say what your business is, say your name, and then we have one person who's over that, it's really a part of a ministry, and then that person selects a person every Sunday or whenever they do it, and it's on our program, and that person comes forth, and they have about 2 minutes to share with the congregation what their business is. And you know, the interesting thing is that many of these people have been sitting in that church sometimes for years and years and years, right? And nobody ever knew that they had that business. So through that, we've been able to do a great networking, and we've even been able to employ many people in our own church. So, for instance, when we wanted to redo the bathroom, well, we didn't know that right amongst us was a small contractor. So we were able to get the job to that person, you know, when we needed to install a ramp. Then for myself with coaching, they were like, oh, well, we need a workshop on how to, you know, whatever. Hey, let's get, you know, released. So, you know, it's a good thing, I think, what you're talking about for churches to recognize. Even one time my pastor said to one lady, he was like, she says, oh, well, I know. He says, well, what do you know how to do? She goes, I'm really good at ironing shirts. And he said, well, hey, I want you to do a shirt laundry. So just, you'd be, and she did, and she makes lots of money.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that, you know, contrary to popular belief, business is really just as much of a spiritual calling as it is to preach behind a pulpit on Sundays.
Yes.
If we look throughout the Bible, entrepreneurship was very common during biblical times. We know that Abraham worked for himself, and he was very wealthy in his ownership of livestock and gold and silver. We know that Paul manufactured and sold tents. Solomon engaged in trade, and he had his own trading fleet. And Lydia, as you know, we commonly refer to her as the dealer of purple cloth. And that's the lady in Acts that went and bought and sold purple cloth as a businesswoman. So then, you know, there are other examples that I could refer to. I won't go into a sermon this morning, but I will say that it is, you know, even if you, another misconception about business and ministry and the mixing of the two together and the confusion there is that, you know, that you, if you are somehow a business owner, then you're not an evangelist. If you're a business owner, then you can't also be a prophet. You know, God endows believers with gifts. We all have spiritual gifts, and that's one of my signature talks when I speak, and I just recently released an article on Promoting Purpose magazine about using your spiritual gifts to prosper and succeed in the marketplace. Because if you have the gift of exhortation or prophecy, service, discernment, faith, wisdom, they all work just as well when you're in the business arena. And it actually gives you the cutting edge in the world to be able to use the gifts of the Spirit when you are out there conducting business. It just sets you apart. And so I wanted to make that distinction because a lot of people confuse that and that they're not getting that nurture as an entrepreneur in the church because they, for some reason they just feel like the way that God uses their gifts in the marketplace doesn't fit in with the way that they're getting preached to in the churches, in the congregation.
And I think it's also, too, sometimes it could be like people think that, and I know I've heard people say, I want to be in full-time ministry. And, you know, it's just like, and it's just like a person who says, I want to be, you know, in full-time business, you know, for myself. And then, you know, we walk off of a job, off of a steady income, and then we, you know, end up in the poor because when you first start a business, you don't have any, you don't have any profit. You have no profit typically for the first 7 years. And I'm not talking about some network marketing businesses where those businesses have a different model and a different structure. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you can profit in those businesses a lot sooner, but that's because they take absolutely no overhead. But it, some traditional businesses take a lot of overhead, buildings, machinery, equipment, things of that nature, things that you don't already have in your home. Most network marketing companies, you can get started with what you already have. And so typically you can get a property. You don't need a loan. You don't need to go out and get a loan to start selling Avon or this software. You could do that with just little money, dollars, whatever. But a lot of times I think that's what people also think, and same thing with ministry. Sure, you could go into full-time ministry, but you don't have any income. And if you had a mortgage or a rent, car note, family, how are you going to support them? So a lot of, I think a lot of people, they forget that, oh, I was supposed to also be, you know, working somewhere. And like you said, you either using your gifts or talent. Well, anytime you work, you're using a gift or a talent. So even if you're working at McDonald's, even working at McDonald's, God has gifted you with being able to stand on your feet for 8 hours.
That's right. And yeah, we all.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, yeah, we all have gifts that we could be using. And, you know, that's one of the other things that I do is to help people to identify some of those gifts that are hidden within them. You know, we're supposed to not neglect our gifts and stir up the gifts, but first you have to be able to identify them. What are my gifts? You know, I struggled with that for many years. And I sat on the pew, you know, year after year after year, you know, wondering what, you know, how do I fit in? Where do I get into serving? You know, how do I use what God has given me to serve here within the four walls of the church? And it was no wonder why I didn't quite feel like I didn't have that place that fit me, because my purpose was, is more so outside of the four walls of the church within the realm of the marketplace. And now my calling, it fits me like a glove. And yes, I've ministered and spoken in churches and things like that, so I have a dual calling. But I knew that there was something else that was inside me that God wanted to use that wasn't necessarily within the four walls of the church. And so, you know, there may be many of the listeners who feel frustrated that they're like, well, I know that I'm good at some things. What do I, you know, where do I use my gifts? Where do I belong? And sometimes it's just that, you know, we're looking for opportunities within the four walls when there's a whole big old world out there for us to, as
all
a
right.
platform for us to utilize our gifts, our talents, our skill sets, and our abilities. And so my job as a small business strategist is to help people to identify what are those gifts. You know, you have a yearning to be able to use your gift of whatever artistry, or you can sing, or you know that you can make the best cupcakes or whatever. How do you get that and monetize it in the marketplace and package it in a way that's sellable, that's going to provide you with some sustainable income? And that's what I do to help people.
Wow, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. You know, we forget, I think sometimes people forget that Paul was, you know, a tent maker, and wherever he went, he did his business. I mean, he had a, you know, very mobile business and preached the gospel. You know, what they say he wrote, I think two-thirds of the New Testament. I mean, very active in ministry. And a businessman, you know, so we can follow that same model. We should have no problems with that at all. You know, if we expand our idea of what ministry is, not behind the four walls, but I think we get stuck in that thinking that, you know, this is the way I do church when I do Sunday. I tell people all the time, I am the church. When I show up, We have a church, baby. We have a church. I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm going to tell you about the Lord some kind of way. I mean, I'm not just going to, you know, as soon as I meet you, you know, hi, I'm a Christian. You know, I don't mean that at all. I mean, as we are talking mm-hmm. and connecting and a logical place comes into it, I'm going to interject. You're going to know who I am. And it may not be that I'm just saying I'm a Christian, I go to church. No. Just as my day goes and we're interacting and the Lord allows, opportunity, I'm going to interject it as opportunity allows. And so I think that is so awesome. And really, when you think about it, we're really undercover in many ways. We're in the marketplace. We're doing what we do. And folks have no clue who they're interacting with. Unless there's just sometimes I'm in people's presence and they will say, you know, there's something different about you. I can just tell. And sometimes I hear people say, there's an aura about you, you know. And I'm like, yeah. Aura? And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's really good. Like, I can feel your spirit, you know, and you feel good. Yeah. You know, especially non-Christians, they don't know how to describe what they're sensing when they when they're around you. But it's an awesome opportunity. Yeah. Tell people how to get a hold of you again.
Sure. I can be contacted. You can find out more about my company at pursueyourpurpose.com. You can email me at info@pursueyourpurpose.com. And if you want to call, I can be reached at 314-744-9090, and I'm all over social media, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it. So you can also connect with me on those social media platforms.
And spell your name for people, please. Spell your name.
It's TAMIKO, and last name is CUELLAR, so it's Tamiko Cuellar.
Oh, Cuellar, wow. What is that, French or something? That is such a cool last name. Oh, my gosh.
It's actually,
you do a French course?
It's actually Spanish, so it doesn't look anything like it sounds. Yeah.
Cool. That is so cool. Hey, listen, I am really looking forward to your live, free, three-day streaming opportunity called Position for Wealth. Yeah, you heard it, folks. Position for Wealth is a small business virtual summit right here. Well, she's in St. Louis, but you can take it anywhere. It's June 17th through the 19th. Is there going to be, this is a teleseminar or webinar, and how can they get plugged in to be connected? Tell us more about it.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited about it. It is, like you said, it's called the Position for Wealth Small Business Virtual Summit 2014. And I am bringing together 12 of us CEOs and small business owners who are very dynamic and successful in their own niches. They're from all over the country, and it's a live streaming event that's going to take place over the course of 3 days, which is June 17th, 18th, and 19th. They can register at positionedforwealth.com, and they're going to learn all kinds of things. These are the things. I assembled an A-list team of people who were out there doing it and who were doing it well, and they're going to learn all types of things from these speakers. They're going to learn how to land lucrative corporate contracts for those people who are just doing business with individuals. There's a whole other world out there of doing business with companies and corporations. They're going to learn how to increase their company's credit worthiness so that they can get more access to capital. If they're interested in learning how to collaborate with other small business owners, they can learn that. They can learn how to get sponsorships from corporations, how to promote their book if they're a business owner and they want to use it as leverage to also bring in new clients, how to attract and retain new clients or clients. And then I'm going to be the last speaker on the lineup, which is I'm going to cover the topic of how to uncover hidden profit opportunities within your business.
Wow. So tell folks again that maybe just tuning in with Tamiko Coyer. I hope I'm saying that right, how to get a hold of you or how to get plugged into the 3-day summit. And from what time to what time is the summit?
Well, the summit starts at the first speaker is going to be at 11 o'clock Central Time. So we're going to have 4 speakers each day at the 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock hours. So that's all Central Time. And once again, they can register at positionforwealth.com. It is absolutely free to watch live, and I encourage people to also share this with other business owners that they know. This is not, just because it's free doesn't mean that we're going to hold back on the information that we're going to present. So we want to make sure that people are getting their seats because we're just 8 days away. So claim your spot now.
Wow. Well, what was the impetus? How did you get the idea to do this, Tamiko?
You know, I was a part of a virtual summit before, and so I like the format in which they deliver the information. It broke down all of the barriers, the geographical barriers of, you know, now with the power of technology, we don't have to physically meet up together. And it eliminates a lot of the overhead costs that are associated with having a large conference, although I do have some live events. But this was a way that I could bring people from all over the country, and there are actually people from 11 states and 5 countries who have registered so far. And so I wanted to be able to reach people where they were. The inspiration behind the content and the concept of the Position for Wealth Small Business Virtual Summit was because I went through the School of Hard Knocks to get this information. You know, I sat in on webinars. I went, halfway across the country to conferences to get information that most small business owners don't have access to. They have no idea how to write a contract or how to bid on a proposal to get corporate clients, or they don't know how to obtain capital to grow their businesses, or if they have a book to promote, they don't know how they can use it to attract more customers to their business, how to leverage themselves and position themselves as experts in their field. There's going to be someone talking about branding. How do you develop your business brand to increase your revenue? If you're just starting out, you can get corporate sponsorship dollars to further what you're doing, an event, a book tour, a speaking tour, some type of business seminar that you're hosting. Corporations will get behind you and support you financially. Also, creative marketing strategies that are going to produce bottom-line results. You know, there are all types of things that I had to learn, you know, the hard way, and now all of this information is assembled together all in one place at your fingertips.
Wow. All I can say is, wow, it sounds so huge. And so absolutely awesome that you're bringing all this together, really not just for America, but for the world. I mean, this absolutely has international impact, and it's just amazing. Do you sometimes, I'm just going to flip the script a little bit, do you mm-hmm. find sometimes some leaders in churches have difficulty coming together with a business person who has, really business brilliance, and, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes there might be a disconnect, or, you know, maybe that overseer may feel a little intimidated or even jealous because mm-hmm. that person, yeah. Is just very, very good in business, and they don't know how to embrace that person. You think sometimes it might be hard for a business person to find the right match, or maybe that's why they sit in the pew quietly, because they know sometimes the conflict that can come when they are identified if they're with a leader that maybe has some insecurity issues.
Wow. I almost feel like I could say so much about that. Well, to answer your question in short, the answer is yes. I think that's absolutely the case. I think it's because this is the conflict. Entrepreneurs are by nature leaders. You cannot be a small business owner or an entrepreneur and not be called out as a leader. That is one of the gifts that is in operation inside of all of us small business owners. And there is a natural conflict, it seems like. It's very unfortunate, and, especially I've found it to be true in the African-American church because there's just this, this theory that, there's a certain position or whatever that people are supposed to play and that other leaders can't be raised up and be visible and have influence in the congregation. And it's a great disservice to the body of Christ because all of our gifts are supposed to work together, right? The Bible says that we're jointly fitted together. We all have a light that's supposed to shine. My light has no bearing on your light. It's not going to dim anyone else's light. But we have, unfortunately, there's a little bit of dysfunction there whenever, pastors or leaders can't raise up other leaders. That's the job of leadership is to make new leaders, to create, it strengthens everyone. When everyone in your congregation is walking in their calling and they're utilizing their gifts that God has put in them, we all win. We all win.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate that we have this battle of, and I've been in that position myself, so I can speak to this from a personal standpoint because I know it to be true, and it's so interesting that you brought that up. But a lot of entrepreneurs and leaders, business leaders, do feel stifled. They feel misunderstood, and they're not able to really rise up to the position and the level in which God has called them to operate. And so sometimes it forces them to go elsewhere where God can actually utilize their gifts, talents, skills, and abilities because at the end of the day, God is going to hold each one of us accountable for what we did with our gifts. He's going to come back and ask us to give an account. And so we have to be very prayerful about where we plant ourselves because we're supposed to grow and thrive even as business leaders in the church. So I just admonish all pastors to embrace entrepreneurs. They're not trying to take over your church. Yes, they are strong leaders, but it takes a strong leader to lead a strong leader. And so have to know, you can't be insecure about those people because they actually make the whole body stronger together.
Right. But you know what I'm finding out, woman of God, is that just like God allows all kinds of universities and colleges and you get to choose, prayerfully by his spirit, which one to go to. I'm finding the same thing about a church. Just because a church is on the corner or, on XYZ street doesn't mean that church is for you. You've got to find out where God is leading you to because I think some places, they may not embrace entrepreneurs because they don't know how to. That's not their calling. And we had a bishop on not too long ago who has a degree. He had a degree in business management, I believe it is, but he has a church full of entrepreneurs. He embraces entrepreneurs, and we're going to have him on again tomorrow, Bishop Larry Baylor. And I even attended one of his workshops last year, and they had an all-day session they brought in different business people from banking, even from SCORE, people with all kinds of business abilities coming on to talk about, entrepreneurism and how we can make that happen. And, when you're with someone that is aligned like that who has a heart for increase, he's growing by leaps and bounds because he believes that he supports business people. He understands the dots are connected. He understands and that makes a whole difference. You know, it's just like friends. I'm not going to be friends with everybody because everybody doesn't connect with me, or I may not connect with them. So I have to, you know, by the Spirit of God, choose those friends wisely. Same thing with, you know, business networking and connections. Everything that we do is by the Spirit, because I'm telling you, if you're in the wrong friend, baby, you're going to get your feelings hurt. You know, I don't care how nice you are. If they don't get you, you know, sometimes you're sitting in places and they're you know, talking smart smack. Well, I'm the bishop, you know, and it's like, hey, cool. I have no problems with that. You know, I'm not saying they're saying it to me personally, but I'm just saying they're just throwing that out like that. So you've got to know, just like you know the right business, like you said, this is fitting you like a glove. Sometimes you've got to know the same thing about the church that you go to. Yes, a business owner, if any, really, even if you're not in business, you've got to get the right fit for you, or, you know, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. There are just some places that can accommodate you and others cannot. And you have to, like you said, really be led by the Spirit on where you go, because you can go, and there are lots of people who are sitting in congregations out of loyalty. You know, they feel like they've been there for 5 years. They don't want to just jump ship because they feel like maybe they have some type of role that they're playing there, or they're, you know, they've been supportive in ministry, and they maybe they've gotten comfortable, you know, but deep down inside, they really know that there's a longing for something more, and, you know, and they may not be able to get it there. It doesn't mean that their pastor is a bad person, you know, or anything. It just means that maybe they have outgrown where they are, and they need to really pray about, God, where should I go? Where can you send me where I can actually get my gifts, talent, skill set, you know, get all that stuff nurtured so that I can fully walk out my calling on what you put me on this earth to do? And that's the job of every leader, every pastor that's in a church. We are supposed to not only preach at people, but we're supposed to help them to identify, stir up, nurture and use our gifts that God has given us. Each person cannot live out their purpose on the earth, regardless of what it is, without identifying what their spiritual gifts are. We can't. We have these gifts that God so graciously left us, you know, and then a lot of times we're not using them, and we're wondering why we're frustrated, we're unfulfilled, you know, we feel like we're not where we should be in life. There's something missing. That could be the missing ingredient, because many people are walking around not knowing what they're put on this earth to do, but they're hearing great sermons on Sunday. Well, nothing wrong with a great sermon, but what else you got for me? Can you help me figure out, you know, what kind of gifts that, you know, instead of sticking me in the choir or as an usher, can you help me figure out what my gifts are, so that I can be fulfilled, so that I can walk out my calling and my purpose in life? That's the thing that's, you know, my specific thing is dealing with entrepreneurs, but I see pastors that should be doing that for their congregation. And I know it's just one of them. They can't do everything, so they have to figure out a way to delegate to help other people to stir up these giftings that are lying dormant in people. And so that we have to make an impact on the world, and the way to do that is if we're walking in our purpose.
Oh, and I think you're right. I think something you said is very, very key too, Tamiko, is that when we realize that we are the body of Christ, so the church, we have many members, and everybody has gifts. And so I know, like, in the various churches that I've been a member of, well, that I'm affiliated with, because I've been a member of one church for the past 22 years, but I've, you know, I've worked ministries in other churches and things like that. And what I've noticed is that, you know, sometimes that's, you know, a person's role in that church. I mean, if the pastor, you know, can't do it per se, because the pastor may not have a particular gift. So I'm to understand that I don't necessarily, God gave me that gift. So, you know, and I'm going to, you know, activate and use my gift. And therefore, that will bring out somebody else's gift and things like that, you know. It's like on a job sometimes. You know, we're on the job. We may sometimes, you know, the individual is that person who has to rise up and be something right where they are, you know, sort of like when we say bloom where you're planted, or where we used to, in the HR term, in HR vernacular, when people would say they wanted to transfer to another department, we would say be a star where you are. And so, you know, like people like yourself, Coach Cassandra, you know, Coach Fred, David, and many, many others, I'm just naming the people that are right here right now, you know, and myself, you know, what would we have to do if let's just say, if pastors, prophets, whatever they are, leading the church, if they did do all everything, then where would that leave, you know, you or me who have this gift and will and desire, and even some of us, it's a passion to be able to tell entrepreneurs to do, you know. So I, you know, sometimes see that as well in all of what you're saying. So I, you know, good stuff. This is really, really, really good stuff that you bring out.
Yeah, I see that. I've seen that happen as well. I mean, the key I think we all have agreed on this morning is you really just have to be prayerful and just be led on where God sends you, you know, and you can't go wrong that way if you're being led, you know, by God on where you should go, because he knows exactly where he wants you, and he knows what gifts should be used and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. He just told Abraham to go. You know, sometimes, sometimes people are looking for specific place. Sometimes it's just go. Just go. And get there, just do. You know, sometimes, right? It's just go and just do. And stop looking for, you know, people are looking for a perfect fit. Well, sometimes a perfect fit, he'll tell you to get up and move. I've been in places where it felt, and God said, no, it's time to go. I was on jobs that I love. He just loves me. It's over there. Your season is up. Time to go. You know, so I think you're right. We have to just stay prayerful, stay under God's direction, and wherever we are, the part I like is be a star where you are. Don't worry about where else, because God is looking at what you're doing now. You busy talking about getting something, the person who won't clean their one-bedroom apartment, but instead he telling God they want a house?
Yeah.
God is saying you don't know what to do with a house because you don't even know what to do with one room.
Well, that's true. All right. To be faithful. Yeah.
He said it. Faithful over.
You know what? This has been so awesome. I don't want us to forget about Miracle Monday with David Knight, because I'm really enjoying this talk. And Tamiko, absolutely want you to stay on board and meet David Knight, who is the CEO of MyCSN.org. And Tamiko, give us your contact info one more time, please.
Absolutely. My website for the business with my coaching is www.pursueyourpurpose.com. You can contact me at via email at info@pursueyourpurpose.com, or you can call me directly at 314-744-9090. And to register for the free 3-day live streaming summit online, you can go to positionedforwealth.com.
Wow. Well, folks, you just heard it from Tamiko Collier, who's been our guest today. Please continue to connect with her. And I am going to give the floor back to Coach LaLisa, who will be introducing David Knight, CEO of the Christian Social Network. Take it away, LaLisa. Coach LaLisa. David Knight.
Where is, David. Let's get David. Make sure. Okay. I lost you for a minute there.
Okay. Okay. We're still here with you.
We still here. Just a minute. Just a minute. Where is
No problem. No problem. We've really enjoyed Tomiko today. She's been such an inspiration, such a breath of fresh air. So glad that she's there. Bye.
Oh,
so just let me know when David is on.
I sure will. It'll be just a second. But she is dynamic. Wow, that's some good stuff. And sounds like her teleconference, her telesummit. There's Mr. David. Welcome, David, to the show. The Miracle Monday Man is here. Let's make a miracle for somebody. Hey, Brother David Knight.
There good morning. Good morning.
Make a
good
miracle.
Morning, coaches.
Good morning.
Awesome show this morning by Tomiko. I tell you, the show is very, very blessed to have some very powerful speakers, and we are all working for the common goal of empowering Christians and entrepreneurs worldwide. I tell you what, me and one of my business partners was discussing our empowerment tour, where we're going to start a nationwide tour doing exactly what Tomiko talked about. We're going to be visiting churches and talking about empowerment through entrepreneurship. I think it's time for the church to make that transition. But before I get into that, let's talk about Miracle Mondays. Miracle Mondays is an initiative that we're getting ready to kick off to bless a needy family every Monday with a small donation of up to $250. $250 might not be much, but, you know, for a family that's struggling that may need some food on the table or may need to have some gas money to get to work or to do something, you know, it's our way of saying be blessed. And this is, you know, the work that we do is all inspired, and it comes from our Lord and Savior, from the Most High, to be able to help. We will be making the announcement starting next Monday. Tomorrow, everyone can go to the site starting tomorrow, mycsn.org, click on the Miracle Mondays tab, and you can nominate a needy family. There'll be instructions, there'll be information on what information you need to provide, and we'll be able to collect and gather that information, and then we'll be able to bless a needy family starting next Monday. I'm excited about giving. You know, giving is one of the gateways and one of the paths to be blessed. We all know that, you know, kingdom work is seed time and harvest time and heart and seeds. And giving is actually your seeds. And I tell people all the time that the seeds that you plant is nothing compared to the harvest that grows. You know, from one apple seed can produce thousands of apples from an apple tree. So it is in everyone's best interest to outgive. And one of the gentlemen on another show I was on last night says, you know, outgive your competitors. You know, you can be the last man standing if you outgive. So here on the All About Entrepreneur Show, the Christian Social Network found at mycsn.org, we'll be giving. We're going to outgive, you know, the enemy until the enemy just gives up. Let me give you some word this morning. Here's the word I want to share with everyone this morning. It's going to come from John 15:7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That was Jesus talking to the disciples. Think about it. I wrote a post this morning on the Christian Social Network that says, what are you expecting from God? If you do not have a relationship or a connection with the Son, there is no access to the Father. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Guess what? Guess what? Jesus is the gatekeeper to the Father. We cannot send anything to the Father unless it goes through Jesus. So if you are in a state, in a situation right now where, you know, your business is not prospering, your prayers are not being answered, evaluate if whether or not you have a connection to the Son. The Son is the only way. So I want to leave you all with those words of encouragement this morning, that, you know, Jesus is Lord. He rules over our lives. And if you allow him to rule over your life, guess what? The Father will be pleased. One other side note, I was at a convention last week, and I was a vendor. And my vendor booth was the last booth. And there were some booths up front that were empty, so I went and talked to someone on the administration team to see if I can get my booth moved up. And the gentleman said, you know, there's a couple people you can talk to. He couldn't do anything, but he said, if you talk to the lady in this one particular office and you talk to my mother, you might be able to get your booth moved. So I talked to his mother, and she adamantly said, I'm sorry, sir, but there's nothing I can do. So I was kind and polite. I said, thank you. Here's my card. And I said, if you get a chance, come and visit my booth. It's the last one in the back. So half an hour later, me and some of my staff were standing up in the booth, and another gentleman came and said, sir, we need to move your table. Someone told me to move your table all the way up front. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. The lady decided to show favor and moved us up to the front. Here's the moral of that. She went to her son and said, do you know this gentleman? You think I should move it? And because I was kind and polite to her son, he said, yes, Mama, he seems like a pretty good fellow. Go ahead and help him move his table. My table would never hit, my boot would have never been moved to the front had I not showed kindness to this lady's son. So the same thing spiritual. The only way to get the Father to move is to go through the Son. And, Coach, I want to toss it back to you with those last words. Miracle Mondays, start joining the site tomorrow and making your nominations of a needy family, and we will start making the announcements next Monday on the All About Entrepreneur show. Thank you very much, Coach.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That is awesome. Wow. That is awesome and amazing that we are going to be able to hear about this right here on our show. I'm so excited about that. And I'm so, so excited about that, Coach David.
Yeah, we appreciate David Knight. David, we thank you. You are such a blessing to the body of Christ. We're excited about what you've got going on. And I tell you, folks, let's just get on board and support David Knight at mycsn.org. And whatever you're trying to do, he's going to support your event. We're hoping, Tamiko, you're able to get on, and I'm sure David will absolutely help support whatever you're trying to do with your upcoming event, and it just sounds so exciting. David, you were kind of short. We would love to hear any media updates, if you've got any updates for us.
Yes, absolutely, Coach. And I was watching the clock. I know the show shuts off at 8, so I didn't want to run over. But coming real soon, it's an empowerment tour. You know, the empowerment tour is sponsored by the Impact Project and Christian Social Network. Myself and Dr. Charles H. Jackson, Sr. out of Atlanta, will be putting together our tour to talk about church empowerment. The same thing that Tamiko is talking about and Bishop Baylor is talking about. We really think it's time for the church to make that leap and to begin to start employing, to begin to start, you know, really finding ways to empower the congregation outside of the world. I speak about this all the time when I'm doing a comparison between the worldly social networks and the Christian social networks and how we've missed it. But you know what? We missed it because of our time, but God's time is always on time. You know, worldly social networks today, Facebook in particular, $60 billion floating around on Facebook, not doing anything very significant for the kingdom. 30-plus million Christians on social media contributing. Where do you think the church would be if we could get those resources circulating in the kingdom? That's why it's very imperative that we support Christian businesses. We support Christian entrepreneurs. We support efforts of Christians to bring resources into the church community. It's circulating in the world, and you know what's going on in the world right now. The world is going to H-E double hockey stick in a handbasket. It's time to actually bring those resources to the kingdom so we can do more to spread the word, so we can do more to bring people to Christ, to do more to make this world a much better place. And MyCSN, the Christian Social Network, or MyCSN.org, is one of those vehicles that God placed in this time because the time is now that social media is prevalent in all walks of life. It's not going anywhere. It is the communications business vehicle tool of the future. And so such a time as this that it is right for Christians to actually have their own social networking site. So God planted the Christian Social Network in 2013 so that Christians can have a place to go and have a wonderful experience. Let me give you an analogy. Many Christians, you know, in fact, let's go back to the Old Testament where the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. And they cried, they pleaded, they prayed, they were being tormented, they were being persecuted, and they were asking and begging and praying for deliverance. Well, God heard their prayers. He heard their prayers. And he delivered them. He delivered them to the promised land. Let me tell you something about the promised land. God did not have to go out and recreate Canaan. It was already there. You know, all the children had to do was to obey and to occupy the land. Here's the thing. Facebook has been around for a while. A lot of Christians are on Facebook crying out, complaining about the inappropriate language, the content, the images, et cetera, et cetera. Christian Social Network exists now. It's the promised land for Christians. It's the promised land for anyone who wants to be able to experience a social networking site where you can minister, you can be ministered to, where you can share your business with like-minded people. This is an analogy between Egypt and the promised land. You will not get inappropriate language or inappropriate images or to be persecuted and tormented and told that, hey, look, we don't need that theology stuff posted here. Of course you can post it on a Christian social network. It's a place where we can congregate and minister and be ministered to and enjoy being a Christian. I would encourage everyone that's listening to at least take a look. You know, it's free to join. Take a look, judge for yourself. And if you're so tied to the worldly social networks, guess what? From the Christian Social Network at mycsn.org, you can post any of the other social networking sites directly from the Christian Social Network. So I would encourage all the listeners, you know, take a look at it, judge it for yourself. If you like what you see, refer to other people to join. We also have a fundraiser going on right now for a need campaign. It's being hosted by Minister Valerie Allen. It's called Breaking Suffering, Silence of Abuse. That is a fundraiser. If you want to donate to a needy cause, join a Christian social network, get a subscription. 100% of that subscription is going to go to that needy organization. And for those ministers, bishops, pastors, all the leaders that are listening right now, I've met a lot of you at the Hampton University Ministers Conference last week. We at the Christian Social Network utilize the Christian Social Network as a fundraising tool for your church and your nonprofit. $60 billion floating around in worldly social media that's not doing anything significant for the body. The Christian Social Network is donating 100% to those organizations that are in much needed need for resources for your building fund, for your missions ministry, or any cause or need that you may have in your church or nonprofit. There's a link on the website at mycsn.org. There's a fundraising link. You can click on the link and you can request information about fundraising. Let us raise funds for you on the Christian Social Network so you can do God's work. That's what we're all about. We're all about finding ways to expand the kingdom and to bring those souls to Christ. Coach, I'm going to pass it back to you now. If you want me to go on, I can go on a little longer, but I want to pass it to you now to respect the time of the show. Thank you, Coach.
Awesome. Lalisa, I think what David is doing is absolutely wonderful and making an impact, and it's definitely
making very positive.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just agreeing with you, making a very positive impact, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it looks like we are down to the last couple of seconds. Thank you, my brother David Knight. Wow, that's so awesome. And I know people are definitely going to be blessed by your ministry and your work. And again, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. We also thank each and every, we thank our guests, Ms. Tamiko. Thank you so much for stopping by the AAE show to share your entrepreneurial journey and insight with our listening audience. Awesome, awesome. And we have a comment. So I'm going to just open up the phone line, area code 908-858, your line open. We do have about 2 minutes left, so go right ahead. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Amen. Good morning. Amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you, Coach Lalisa. God bless you, Coach Cassandra. Good morning. God bless you, David Knight and Coach Fred. Hallelujah. This is Minister Valerie here, keeping it quick. I just wanted to say thanks be to Yahweh God for all the great things he's doing in reference to Christian Social Network, and it does work. And the money is moving along to the Lord be all the thing. I just want to make a huge announcement to David Knight in care of Christian Social Network to let you know that it is working. As of this past Friday, praise ye the Lord, the Elizabeth Public Library has booked us. Hallelujah. We will be kicking off our reproduction film documentary, re-premiering, hallelujah, at the Elizabeth Public Library at Friday, August 8th, 2014, and it is sponsored by the City of Elizabeth, and the mayor is the honored guest himself, starring, amen, hallelujah, the survivors, Minister Valerie Allen, Robin Franklin, Candy Cook, and Victoria Hinton, with the director, Christopher Howard. I tell you, refreshments are being served. There will be a special recognition, and also we just ask everyone to continue to share the word with your family and friends, as we will be posting an official invite in that respect via social media across the board. But I tell you, Christian Social Network works. The word of the Lord works based on what David Knight put out there this morning, the John 15, I believe it was, scripture, praise ye Lord, 15:7, if I'm misquoting that. But however, yes, Yahshua Christ Jesus is the gateway. He is the gateway to any entrepreneur, to any business, and just to your life. The favor of God works. It works, it works. So absolutely, when David kicks off officially the Miracle Monday, I will definitely call in once more to share the testimony. Amen. Keeping it brief and short, but God is doing great things. He is a God that, you know, opened doors that no man can shut. So we're elated. We're elated here. Here we are to worship group / ministries, as myself being the founder, CEO, president, executive producer, and author, and all those good titles, if you will. But the favor of God, nothing but the favor of God can open up a door like that. It's a free. It's free to the entire community. That means anyone that wills is able to come to our re-premiere of our documentary film, faith-based documentary film. Here we are to worship in spirit and in truth, which David has already announced, the fundraiser that we're doing, Breaking Suffering Silence of Abuse. God is about to break some chains right here in the city of Elizabeth. And I've never been more humbled in my life and elated about what the Lord can do. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Wow. 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 Well, that is exciting. Can you hear? Okay, I wasn't sure if my phone was on mute still. Okay, great, great, great. I am in my office, so I cannot, I don't have on my same loud or radio voice, but I am here in the quiet office. So, but yes, but just know if I wish I was outdoors, I'd be screaming and hollering. But what an amazing time that's going to be in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I know that area well. They are so, that's a special town. One of my friends is one of the councilwomen there, Ms. Patricia Perkins, Augusti. How awesome is that? I know she's got to be excited. If you haven't spoken to her, of course, and I'm sure you have, but if not, definitely let her know, because she deals with a lot of women who are suffering. And men, too. She deals with both. But
amen.
Awesome. But awesome town. Awesome town. Big city, Elizabeth. Big city. Lots of things going on there. And this is going to revolutionize that city. They are going to definitely be on the move with this breaking, suffering silence. And that is so powerful. And here we are to worship. Here we are to worship, going forth. So everything that the young lady was saying earlier, and Ms. Tamiko, our powerful guest, I mean, everything she was saying, you're a living witness to it. And Coach Cassandra, we done made everybody coaches on this show. Coach Cassandra, Coach David. Coach David, yeah. Coach, soon to be coach, soon to be coach. Coach David, Coach Cassandra. You know, Coach Fred, we're going to have Coach Serena, we got to have Coach Lori, we got coaches galore. And, but yes, we know that God is moving. Coach Cassandra, do you have any parting words? And we're going to definitely have you back on, Minister Valerie, to share again your testimony and the journey. And we'll have, you know, we'll schedule sometime in the future, but before August 8th for sure, and get you back on to share that road to how you got where you are. That's going to be another amazing show. I see we have Bishop Baylor coming back tomorrow. People, don't miss it. Go tell sub. You don't want to miss tomorrow. If you missed other shows, please don't miss tomorrow. You're gonna wish you had not, because. Many of the shows, you're right, most of our shows are in archive, but that's not to say how long they will be there, because Blog Talk, you know, the space is only so big when you're not, you know, it goes according to shows what you put into it, and so the space is not unlimited, okay? So definitely you want to catch these shows while you can. And I can tell you tomorrow, I'm going to see if I can get to work at 7 o'clock, because I want to be sitting at my desk stationary. I don't want to be driving tomorrow when he gets on. So y'all know what I know. If you know what I know. You know what I know. You're going to get up. You're going to tell all of you. Pookie and all them. Pookie, Nookie. You're going to tell Tamika, whoever you can, get on the line. And even if they don't want to get on, you turn it on and put it on speaker, then hear. And he's going to come powerful. He's going to come strong and bold. And he's just an awesome man of God. But, yes, Coach Cassandra, if you want to,
yeah,
thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I am looking forward to having Bishop Baylor come back because, oh, my goodness, whew, we are going to have a supercalifragilistic expialidocious day, baby. I'm telling you, we have that every day, but I'm telling you, when you may call the bishop a coach, when Bishop Baylor comes on, it is popping. It is moving. He is a bishop who is also an entrepreneur, loves business people, loves them, majored in business also when he was in college, so he understands and appreciates business people. And so he's got that connect going on. He's got a church full of entrepreneurs. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just about embracing, you know, who people are. I can't be like you. You can't be like me. We may not have the same businesses, but we can absolutely respect one another, love one another as Christ has told us to do. So, yeah, you want to be there, so tell a friend. Tell a friend of me.
Well, I want to be tomorrow. And for those of you who are in the New Jersey area, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Delaware. If you want to connect with me live, you can do so. I'm going to start holding monthly live events. Monthly live. We'll always do the online, do the monthly Power Up Your Possibility, and we do have a radio show each and every day. So every morning you can connect with us virtually. But if you want to start connecting live, if you want to start attending my training sessions, some of you know I have the office in Elizabeth, New Jersey, on the corner of East Jersey Street and right there, Grand in East Jersey. And so we were doing the sessions there right before we had the storm when during the second election, all the power shut down in New Jersey, and it was really, really bad. Hurricane Sandy shut down our office, but we were able to operate there. And that was the purpose of getting that space, was to hold meetings. But that was for that season, so it lasted for about a year. And so now we're going to go back to doing something a little bit different because we need a little bigger space. So we will be probably at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Newark, right on Broad Street. So it's easy to get to by public transportation. So I'll let you know that. But yeah, definitely come and network, and, you know, we'll have all the different trainings listed. Again, the public speaking, how to be a trainer, how to make money with your message, all the trainings that you see online, you'll be able to take live. So we'll let you know about that starting next week or so. We'll get that information out. And then we are just excited. And you know, for those of you who are sitting back watching other people do what they do, let me just encourage you to stop that. You do something. Because sometimes, you know, when you just sit back and watching everybody else doing, it's more than likely you're not doing something you could be doing with your own gifts and talents. Amen? So look at what you have, okay? Everyone's grass is always greener over there. But your own grass will be green if you water it and nurture it and take care of it and do for it. So I want you today, your assignment today is to look at yourself. Look at what you can do. Okay? You tune into the show for inspiration and guidance and things of that nature. But you got to start doing it, and you got to take that step, that leap of faith, even if you don't think it's going to turn out right. Because the first time I wrote a book, I didn't think nobody would buy it. And so that wasn't true. Thousands of copies later, that ain't true. So don't worry, you know, I'm sure the first time, you know, somebody made a cake, they didn't think I'm pretty sure the first one they made probably wasn't edible. But you keep going, right? Whatever, so look at yourself, that's your assignment, look at yourself and see what you have, and then ask God, what can you do with this, or what do you want me to do with it, and or what, you know, should I do, and where should I go? to figure it out. And I can guarantee you that he will absolutely tell you or show you, or he will speak to you and say whatever. So do that and then come and let us know. Let us know what happened. After that happens, come to the show and tell us something, okay? And even if it's on your job, and it's on your job, if you're at work and you work for someone, such as I do, I want you to look around that company. Well, I do both. I'm an entrepreneur, and I also work so for someone else. So you can do both. There's that. There is that. What I want you to do is I want, let's just say you only work for someone else. I want you to look around that organization, department, unit, store, whatever kind of business it is. And even if you work for a small entrepreneur, let's just say you're employed with Valerie, Minister Valerie. Let's say you work for her. Here you are to worship business, okay? Well, what I want you to do is I want you to look around your company and see what can you do. What can you do? And I don't care if it's something as simple as straighten up your desk. Do something. I don't care if it's create a new filing system. Make a spray. I don't care. Find something in that company, department, or unit that you can do. And I want you to write that down. And I want you to come back and you can inbox. You can leave the inboxes on Facebook. Let me know. Let Coach Cassandra know. She'll share it with me. But that's my assignment for you. You can do something, and you've got to do something. Not only can you, but you must. That is a requirement for 2014. That's what we're going to get. Everybody that tunes into this show, you are going to do something different or something else. Okay, something different or something else. This show will not birth miserable people. This show will not support people who are miserable, sitting back, watching others, wishing they could have, would have, should have. And we don't care about your age. We had a guy on here for a while who was hosting a show with me. His business was Sexy at 60. That was his business. As he's still doing it. He's got a documentary coming out. He's got the book. Terry Benjamin, some of you were tuning in when he was on every week. But that's the name of his business, Sexy at 60. And he goes around and interviews people who are 60 and older, who are keeping themselves, you know, healthy and wealthy and wise. And then he's making that into a documentary. So it doesn't matter what age you are, no age, no. So we're not going to have people sitting around. No, you're going to do something. Now, I don't care what it is, okay? If you can't write a book, maybe you can edit a book. There's many of us writers on here that would love to have an editor. If you are a graphic artist, if you can make flyers, make a book cover, go outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you can sing. I'm always encouraging, my husband's a singer, I'm always encouraging him, honey, when are you going to make a CD? And I don't care if it's a home CD, make a CD. People say, well, I don't have that kind of money. You can make a CD at home for little or nothing, and I believe somebody would buy it. I know a young lady, I won't mention her name, but I remember she started with homemade CDs. Now she's been on BET, she's been on, her videos have been played on gospel shows all around the world. But she started making CDs, singing on homemade CDs. Now she's in radio and record stores. So don't tell me you can't do it. Another young lady, she does aerobics. And she videotaped herself doing aerobics. Now she's international. So you can't say that you can't do it. Today there's no excuse, none. I want you to do it, and if you need help, you can contact myself or Coach Cassandra. We would love to help you or any of the other guests that you have heard on All About Entrepreneurs. And with that being said, I want to remind everybody of what Coach Cassandra already told you, to go out and have a supercalifragilistic expialidocious day. Baby, you can do it. I know you can. Right? Coach Cassandra knows you can, too. And we all know you can. Minister Valerie knows you can. David Knight knows you can. Dr. Gerald Higginbotham knows you can. You know, Denise Jenkin knows you can. Miss Bernita Ewing. Everybody that's come on this show, Lori knows you can. Robert knows you can. We all know it. We all know you can do it. And you must do it. With a great expectation. And here's what you gotta do. And I'm gonna play this song because it means so much. You gotta believe in yourself. So I want you to hear it one more time. And this time.
Battlefield and the seas you can't win. Discouraged.